It'll join automatically.
Hello, this is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben, it's John. I've got Dagoberto at DACA on the line. I'm going to connect you so we can get this stuff settled, okay?
Thanks, brother.
You betcha.
I'm trying.
Hey, Dagoberto?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've got Ruben on the line with me, okay? Go ahead, Ruben.
Hey, Doug. Hey, how are you doing? Can you throw Carlos on, too?
No, Carlos, yeah, he definitely will not do anything.
Okay. Then just, you know, my goal, Dagoberto, is not trying to put any pressure on your business. It's here to give you options. Right. Whether you move forward or not, my goal is just to help your business out. But I can give you some feedback on the file, okay?
Yes.
So here's the challenge. You have a $280,000 line of credit, but it was currently pretty highly leveraged. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you applied for four pumps. One that was about, and we could only do two due to the loan amount, correct?
Okay. Yeah. You only approved me for two.
Well, let me give you the reason behind that is.
The approval says one set only. One set.
Correct. So I understand your business is growing, and I understand you're renting equipment. The problem is that there are some pretty significant, and don't take anything I say the wrong way. I'm just here to give you options, and I'm going to have your sales rep send you an email after our conversation within about 20 minutes that's going to go over all this in writing, okay? So you have your options. When you applied, your business had experienced an extreme drop in sales due to the economy. So last year, you did about $470,000. Okay, cool. And now you're growing. So here's the options that we have on this specific approval. Just so you know, there are tons of cut. If Carlos won't sign, that's fine. We're not here to put any pressure on you. But at the end of the day, we're not here to pay your vendor. Your agreement, you're the one that sent the purchase order to your vendor. So that's kind of on you. I can't tell you how to run your business. So here are the three basic options that we can provide. And I'm going to have it sent over to you in writing. And the reason I'm going to do this is the following. I have a lot of customers that come to me, Dagoberto, who say the exact thing. Who say, hey, look, this person's not going to sign. Just do the approval. But then they lose their approval, and they're kind of in a bad place. So let me give you the options. We have three options. If I send this approval over, basically, and say, hey, remove Carlos, the credit officer, someone that I don't even talk to, someone that's way above my head, there's three things that will happen. One is the best case scenario. They'll say, hey, look, okay, completely understand. We're going to remove Carlos. You can proceed. That's option one. That is what you want, correct? Hello?
Go ahead. No,
that's what you want, is just to remove Carlos, correct?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Option two is this. They're going to come to me and say, hey, you know what? We're not comfortable. We're only going to move forward with Carlos, so you're back to square one. But then there's a third option.
Okay.
Let me walk you through the options. There's a third option.
Yeah.
The third option is they're going to say, because I can't control these people. I just work here. I don't own the company. They could come back to me and just, hey, you know what? We're completely uncomfortable with the transaction. We keep on seeing all this back and forth. The documents are going to be sent. We're done. We're killing the approval. If they kill the approval, they kill the approval. If that happens, I want to tell you. If that happens, I want to tell you the options of what's going to be required for you, so you can make the best decision. This will all be emailed to you. Okay. The reason why, by the way,
I understand. I understand everything clear. You don't have to repeat yourself.
Okay.
I got it.
The reason why we had Carlos on.
I'm clear with the options.
The reason why we had Carlos presented was. He was as part of the initial file. We had his credit report. He's part of the initial file. That's why we had him included. He's on the tax return. He's listed. Here are the other options. What can we do if this program doesn't work? Let me tell you. Right now, in equipment loans for business loans, there really isn't any, from my experience, from what Bank of Cardiff does, we have one product that goes up to $150,000, basically no questions asked.
Yeah.
Once that's the program you're approved for. If that program does not work, you have a few basic options. We have one program that goes up to $100,000, but another program that goes up to $50,000. The only option let me finish. Let me finish. I'm here to help you.
Yes.
Let me finish.
Right. Yes.
If this
I
other
approved, I got somebody waiting for me. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got to pay the vendor, right? So I'm here to help. The other product is this.
I'll find a way. Don't worry about it.
If we pursue I understand. If we pursue another option, it would require, if this approval doesn't work, it would require a tremendous amount of financial documentation and most likely money down. And the one thing that you were telling us from the beginning is you don't want to write money down. So my whole concern is this. If this approval doesn't work and I come and our credit officers come back and say, here's another approval for the full amount with $30,000 down, you're going to hang up the phone and say that doesn't interest you. So I just want to be clear with you on what some options are. I'm going to have your sales rep email this to you. I'm just kind of giving you some options. Just to be blunt with you, I'm not telling you that I don't know every leasing company out there. I don't know every financing company. I know you're saying you're finding a way. But at the same time, I'm a professional. I've been doing this for a long time. There aren't many lenders that do this kind of funding besides us for this low, for this large of a dollar amount without actually understanding the business. And we're pretty flexible when it comes to credit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, right now you can return my deposit. I'm not deposit the initial payment, right?
I'm not in accounting. I'm going to have the sales rep email you these options. Yep. Just send us an email on what you want to do. And I'm assuming you. I just want to make sure because you're supposed to get everything in writing. But if you choose option one, say, hey, look, remove Carlos. Then hey, I have something in writing. I can forward it. And if they say hey, then I'll give you the option today on what we can do. I'm only here to help.
Yeah, definitely Carlo is out. Okay.
Do you know why he was provided initially?
Telling you. Because they asked for the people that are the member of the company. And he is a member, but he is not the financial responsible.
Well, most people, the members are going to sign. But I'm going to have the sales rep send you an email. Please send him an email back on what you would like to do, and I'll do my best by right. You.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Has Rick got you the invoice?
No, because what happened, there was a part that they had to exchange, and they didn't change the invoice because it came out with an 8-inch base, and it was supposed to be it came out with a 6-inch base. And then they sent us an 8-inch base. We received the new base last week, but we returned the old base yesterday.
But okay. Rick knows that we're not paying him, correct?
Yeah. He will know. He knows.
Okay, because at this point we can't be held responsible for that.
Of course not.
Okay.
I'm responsible for it. Don't worry about it.
Okay so right. You'll get an email from that rep and let us know, okay?
Who is that person that's going?
I think Joe or John will send you an email. I just forwarded one down.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, John?
Yeah, John? I'm here, Ruben.
Yes, thanks a ton. It's not Serge, it's Ruben. Just so you know, I am working my tail off, brother.
I believe you 100%, Ruben. I know you are, bro. You're a hardworking motherfucker, man.
So, can you call? I don't know if he's still on the other line. Can you call me back directly on my line, the 858-866-9102?
Yeah, we'll do.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.